There are a lot of decisions to make when it comes to running a webinar, from the topic and the title to the format and the length, and not to mention deciding what platform and the tech to use. It's a minefield, and in this episode, we cover all things webinar planning. You're listening to the Content 10X podcast, where it's all about content repurposing. I'm Amy Woods, and I'm here to help you maximize your content and find smart ways to get your message in front of more of the right people, whilst also saving time. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Content 10X podcast. I'm your host, Amy Woods, and I am joined once again by Hayley Evans, who is our co-host here on the podcast. So Hayley, welcome to the podcast once again.
Hi, Amy. Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me again.
No, well, I'm really, really looking forward to this. So this episode is part two of our webinar mini series. So we are digging into all things B2B webinars at the moment on the Content 10X podcast. It's part of a mini series that Hayley and I are hosting. So in our last episode, we covered why. So why B2B webinars? Why are we so interested in them, and why are we doing the series? And we went through eight reasons why B2B webinars are really beneficial, and you know, why you should be considering running B2B webinars. So go check that out. Eight really irresistible reasons as to why, if you're running a B2B marketing function, you should be considering webinars. And in this episode, we're going to go through the actual planning now. So in the future episode after this, we're going to look at the promoting and the marketing of webinars. And after that, of course, we're going to be looking at the repurposing, maximizing, getting the most value from webinars. But today, let's look at the planning, because it isn't a small thing to plan a really good webinar. I'm sure, Hayley, you know absolutely firsthand how much can go into planning webinars, don't you?
There is a lot involved in planning a webinar. And as Amy mentioned, we covered eight reasons on the previous episode, but I think that there is a lot more that we could have gone through. And in the next episode, yeah, we are going to be covering the really important parts of webinar planning, which is obviously the pre and the post-event planning and the repurposing, which we'll come onto on those episodes. But this episode, as you mentioned, is really, really focused on the actual planning of just the webinar itself. So to go into it in a bit more detail, first, we're going to really start off with defining the objective of the webinar. So really work with your team and decide what the webinar is for. So is it really focused on lead generation? Is it a webinar that's specifically educating about a certain product that you have? Is it about thought leadership? Is there a different strategy that you have for this webinar? Really just focus on defining that objective first, because that's where you want to start. And then from there, what we really want you to look at is understanding your KPIs for this webinar. So based on your objective, what is going to be the measure of success for you? Is it going to be looking at the attendance rate? Is it going to be looking at the engagement? Is it going to be looking at lead generation? Is it going to be looking at newsletter signups? What are those KPIs that you need to track in order to really see what the success of this webinar is? So that's where we really, really want you to start, is define the objective and set those KPIs first.
Absolutely. And as we mentioned in the last episode, when we were talking about the many benefits of webinars, you know, you discussed this, didn't you? It is data-driven marketing. Mm. So in order to be able to make use of that, you do need an objective, and then you do need to understand, well, how will we measure that objective? So exactly as you said, the good thing about webinars is you can measure it, because you'll have those KPIs, but deciding what's important to you based on the objective, like you said.
Yeah.
And then it's like choosing the topic. So obviously that's big as well. So starting with the who. So who is it for? What do they need? What do you know? And very importantly, what do you want them to come away with? So when you are choosing a topic, think about the audience's problems instead of some sort of narrative that you want to push. You know, it's really getting into what are their problems and how are you going to serve and how is this going to be useful and valuable use of their time. So what is your ideal client struggling with right now? Think about that, and think about how you can therefore be helpful, and how will you find out about this? So there can be pre-work in terms of deciding on the topic, looking to see what content you're creating, perhaps on social, that is getting more engagement, because that's a really hot topic at the moment. People are really wanting to talk about that. Maybe you have an idea on what kind of webinar you want to run, what topic is interesting, but you're not quite sure, playing one off against the other. You could run a poll. So you could run a poll on LinkedIn. If you have a community as well, you know, ask within that community and also just observe within that community, see what people are talking about. But I think that this is really important in the planning, of course it is the topic and the target audience's problems, not this narrative you want to push, but what is their problem. So you've got the objective, you've decided KPIs, and you've chosen a topic that is going to serve your audience. I think that's really important.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're all about that. It's finding the problem and serving them the solution. But please, from us, never, ever call it an educational webinar and then do a product demonstration. That's the worst for any of your audience. You know, they want to attend something that's educational, that they're going to add value from. If they want to attend a product demonstration, then call it a product demonstration and they'll attend it. But don't try and basically bring your audience in and do a product demonstration when they are wanting an educational piece of content. And when you're, you know, you've now got the topic that you're talking about, but when you're developing the actual webinar itself, what we really want you to do is be really niche and focused on that topic. So Joe, think, rather than being really, really broad, go and be super, super narrow here. Remember, we've mentioned this on the previous series that we did, when we did our expert interview series, that when your audience, you know, if they're going into a restaurant, they're not going to want to order every single thing off the menu. They're going to want one really good piece. So it's the same with webinars. One really, really super piece of content that's really focused, narrow, and educational. So think about it from that kind of place of mind. Work that out. And then what we really want you to do is actually create a full storyboard. So we're all about storytelling and content marketing, and this goes hand in hand in planning the webinar, is working it through just as you would write a story, of what's the start, middle, and ending of it. So it's a story from start to finish, and it needs to flow like a story, and it needs to make sense. And that's also the best part in terms of being able to repurpose the content too. But bottom line, we want you to just really focus on educating your audience, adding that value. And rather than just serving them with product demonstrations, add that value. You want to grow, engage, and encourage your audience.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, it's so important what you said then about engage, because that was another benefit that we talked about in terms of the engagement aspects of webinars. You know, the thought leadership, solving problems, storytelling, and then it's two-way, or it can be. But that's the next point that I want to make here, which is that you do have to consider the format. So is it going to be a presentation, you know, a single person delivering a presentation? Perhaps it's going to be an interview webinar, so interviewing one person, or a panel discussion. It could be a panel discussion webinar. You need to think about these things in terms of format. How many presenters? Are you going to do a Q&A session? Are you going to do a live Q&A session? How long will it be? This is all part of the format consideration. So how is it going to be presented, and how long will it be? We would say keep it short is important. People just want to get straight to the value, don't they? And people are distracted the time. And as you said, Hayley, if you keep it super, super niche and super focused, then really a short, focused 30-minute webinar that solves a very specific problem, isn't covering everything on the menu, but solves that one problem, that's going to be more effective than an hour or longer covering a few different problems, things like that, because people just don't really want that. And then you have to consider things like if you've got slides. So if you are going to deliver to slides, if that's the format that you're choosing to go off, then make sure they're digestible. Do not overwhelm people with copy. The most effective and engaging webinars, they don't usually involve like really heavy text slides that can be actually quite distracting as well, and then distract the audience and the presenter, because the presenter's kind of trying to talk to slides and the audience are reading them. We don't need that. And so this is all part of the considerations for the format. And maybe most importantly, think about how you attend a webinar. How do you do that? Is it on in the background? So did you see at work that there was something that was being covered in a webinar that would be really useful for you, and you decided that you would play it whilst you're cooking your evening meal or something like that. How do you attend? Like, because that can help you work out how to keep it focused for your audience if you think about how you do that. And can it be interactive? We talked about this in the last episode in terms of the benefits, but you often have that opportunity through the platforms that you use. And Hayley, I know you're going to mention this in terms of platforms, but can you do polls? Can you ask questions? Can you do a Q&A? How are you going to incorporate that? And then really importantly, as part of the format consideration, what do you want the attendee to do after they've attended the webinar? Are they going to engage with you? Are they going to download something? Are they going to share it with someone? How are they going to share it? Yeah. So think about that and think about how you can make that clear and support the attendee. If you want them to do something, what can you do to make that easy or at least possible? So yeah, like that was big things to consider. Is the format, but then the platform is important as well, isn't it, Hayley? Like that is another key thing to consider.
Yeah, it's totally. And just going back to the point that you mentioned about having those slides and not reading off of it, it's super important to also consider that in terms of repurposing your content, because a really great thing is obviously after the event, you can repurpose, you know, teasers from your webinar. But what you want to be doing is remembering that you're teasing the future audience to attend that webinar too. And if they have all of the content that they're already reading off of the slide, you're not adding any additional value for them to attend a future webinar. So you want to lay some intrigue, some creativity, and think also about the format. So when you're repurposing that content, you're going to be viewing it on a phone. So if you fill a whole page full of text and content, it's very highly difficult to then repurpose that content into something that's creative. So what we really love to see is really creative slides with minimal content where you are engaging directly with that audience rather than them just reading off of slides, because that's what you want. You want your audience to engage with you as a person and a brand and not just read off of slides, which they could have just received on an email. So this is where we're really, really passionate about ensuring that the webinar is as engaging as possible and is as useful as possible in terms of repurposing it into future. So yeah, just touching on that again slightly. But yeah, as Amy mentioned, you definitely do need to consider what webinar platform you're going to use. And there are tons and tons of choices out there. So please definitely do your research and have a look and see what you require in terms of the format. So if you can use Simply Zoom, there's also GoToWebinar, Goldcast, etc. There's plenty of them, but they all have different features. So some of them will take care of registrations. Some will also do automated emails, follow-ups, and do the replays. But whatever you do, look at all of the different options and choose wisely for the features that you require as a brand. But most importantly, and we can't kind of state this enough, is do your rehearsals beforehand, please. We've had, you know, great clients who've testimonials to this, who've kind of jumped on a webinar platform that they've not used before and have had kind of some tech slip up, shall we say. But the tech checks are really, really essential. So never run a new webinar completely cold. Just make sure that you're jumping on with the host, if you're co-hosting, whoever's kind of attending as a panel, and do those tech checks. Make sure that, you know, mics and speakers, etc., are working perfectly. And also do test if you've got like a back room and a front room, make sure it's working and you know where everyone is. We've had some instances where we found out interesting kind of comments on that. But yeah, tech checks are super, super, super essential. And we've also got a really great clip from Mike Derrico, who's a wonderful client and head of marketing at Arix Technologies. And it's all about webinar tech and working with partners too.
Webinars work if you do them correctly. And when I say if you do them correctly, if they're on a good platform that works on mobile and desktop, if you do work with a partner that does webinars on your behalf and they have the right audience, can be expensive to pay them to do it. But if they're a trade show organization who also does publications and does webinar hosting and stuff, and they have the right audience and they host on your behalf, you've already jumped over the hurdle of establishing credibility and getting an engaged audience. They've already done it for you. And then after that, if you can line up content for that specific audience, the job title or function or whatever that your business is selling to.
And that was a really interesting point there from the lovely Mike Derrico, head of marketing at Arix Technologies. It can be more than choosing a platform, because you can work with a partner who can help run it and bring your audience to. So interesting to hear that you can partner with companies who can actually help to bring those, the lead, so to speak, and the audience to the webinar. So have a listen to the full episode with Mike Derrico as well. That's over on B2B Content Strategist, because he shares more on his approach to webinars. It's a really great episode. We'll put the link in the show notes, so do go check that out. Also, Hayley, it made me laugh when you were talking about the tech setup in the back and the front room, because you should also go check out our episode with Megan Eels Munro from Appfolio, another client of ours. She shares a, you know, honest and quite funny story about how they didn't realize that the people in the back green room were actually completely on display to their audience as they were talking. I mean, these things can happen, and we're all human, aren't we? So we can't emphasize enough how you just need to find the tech, find the platform, and check it first and be familiar with it and be prepared for things that might go wrong. So also in terms of the planning, you'll need to have a marketing plan and a content plan. And within that, of course, a repurposing plan. And so with the marketing, you're going to have to be working out how you'll get people to sign up to the webinar. You'll have to have a plan for the no-shows. And also for those who showed up. So it's getting people in and having a plan for the no-shows and those who showed up. People often sign up. I am absolutely guilty of this. I do this all the time where I sign up to things like webinars, but I only sign up for the replay. I'm not got any intention of attending. I can't make it. And I personally don't tend to go to a lot of live webinars because it is just my personal preference to go to the replay, which is why this content plan is so important. I'm still getting value. I'll attend them personally if I know it's going to be a Q&A and I do really want access and there might be a question that I want to ask and things like that. So we're all different. You need to plan for the different people, those that are definitely going to attend and those that are going to sign up but want the replay. So that all has to be part of your planning. And then your content repurposing, of course, is about extending the life of the content beyond the webinar to the no-shows. But for the people who turned up, to continually stay front of mind and add value to them. And the people who never knew about it, because the repurposed content can go through all different stages of the marketing funnel, including, you know, people who are further down and at that more buying stage, right through to people who are just becoming aware of you. So, you know, there's a lot to plan for on this, isn't there, Hayley? Like, we have a lot to say on this.
We definitely do. And we have a lot to say for it. And it's so important, as you mentioned, to really plan for the people who are the live attendees and then people who you might class as no-shows, but they show up. They're really, really important and really, really valuable to attend in your content plan. So have a look and think as well how, you know, as Amy mentioned, we all have different ways that we do and don't attend webinars, whether it is that our diaries are booked and that we can't attend them, or whether it is that actually we prefer an engagement format, or we prefer to actually listen to them at a certain period of time during our day. But really plan out for those and don't just kind of assume that those no-shows are not valuable, are not really high kind of engaging leads. So make sure, and I know, well, luckily we have two episodes coming up on both of these in more detail. So our next episode is specifically on the marketing and promotion and follow-up. So we're going to run through with you exactly all of the pre-event marketing that you need to be doing ahead of your webinar. And then the following episode after that is everything repurposing, which we obviously love to talk about, but everything is going to be kind of post-event repurposing. So that's been a really great episode. And a key thing is that when we speak about things like platforms and formats and the webinar planning itself, you really need to consider your repurposing and just ensure you're creating everything with repurposing in mind to get that maximum ROI from this.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of a phrase that I've been saying for ages, but the repurposing doesn't start, you know, at that point of when you begin to create the repurposed content. The repurposing starts in the planning phase before you've even created anything to begin with. And then we'll dig into that, like you said, more in that episode. But I think, you know, it's really clear that this is all important in the planning stage. But with all of this planning, we talked about a lot of planning, you need to think about the time. So how long do you have to plan for this webinar? We recommend developing a timeline, you know, really project managing this. So break up your plan, what needs to be done on each week, each day leading up to the webinar, after the webinar, and review it, you know, regularly. Keep looking and seeing where you are at. Have milestones, set responsibilities for the different people in the team who are responsible for different aspects of getting this webinar live and the work afterwards and the content plan and the marketing plan, and make them really clear. Having planned out the time and working back is super important, isn't it, Hayley?
It's really, really important. And, you know, here at Content 10X, on the last webinar that we ran, we've developed a completely high level plan in our Google Sheets. And all the detail then goes within ClickUp, which is one of the platforms that we use. And there are some things that are time sensitive that you really need to be prepared for to jump on quickly. So if you really want the webinar to be available as a replay within 24 hours, so, so quick after the live, but you're going to edit it and, you know, everything that's involved around that, you need to be ready straight away to do that. So we loved having our kind of high level plan in terms of what we're going to do at which stage. So I guess to cover off for this one, hopefully we provided you with a lot of good advice for planning your B2B webinar. And then as we mentioned before, so join us in the next episode and we'll be covering promotion of your webinar and all of the follow-up that you'll need. And throughout this, you can also download our free brilliant resource that goes along with this series. It's called the B2B Webinar Planning Playbook. And to get it, just head to content10x.com/webinar-guide. And in it, you're going to find everything that you need when you're planning your webinar, and a super, super handy checklist too, where we filled out everything that you need.
Yeah, we're really proud of this resource. It's really, really useful. So do go get a copy. Just click on the link in the show notes. Awesome. Well, I think we've covered everything for this episode. So thanks once again, Hayley.
Thank you.
Super valuable. If you want help with your content, so if you are planning on creating webinars or you have webinars or anything else, videos, podcasts, research reports, in-person events even, and if you would like help with that, if you would like help through from consulting, strategy planning to the repurposing and maximizing of that content, then please don't hesitate to get in touch with us. We'd love to speak. We'd love to see how we can support you. So just head on over to content10x.com/inquiry if you'd like to have a chat with us and find out how we may be able to help. So great. Well, all that's left to say then is thank you so much for joining Hayley and I in this episode as part of our webinar series. And we will catch you in the next episode. So thanks for joining and we'll see you there.
Thanks, everyone.